People love and respect her. People can't stand her and think she's overrated. We're talking about former D.C. Schools Chancellor Michelle Rhee, a woman widely credited for turning D.C. schools around. But did she really accomplish what the tests seem to prove?
That's part of a frontline investigation highlighted in its documentary airing tonight called The Education of Michelle Rhee, and correspondent John Merrow is here to talk about it. Thanks for joining us, John.
Absolutely. Great fun. It brings back such memories to be listen to WTOP. I lived in Washington for about 15 years, and my kids went to public schools there, and so I used to listen all the time.
Oh, well, we're very happy to have you back. Hey, you guys had incredible access to Rhee for years. What was it about her that so polarized the city?
Well, she's fearless. She is candid. She is a direct, no-nonsense person with strong beliefs. Doesn't really see the world in shades of gray. Black or white is her the two colors that she seemed to see. And she, as I say, she spoke her mind and she took direct action. As you said, some people couldn't stand her. Some people absolutely love her. I think the film tonight on Frontline gives a pretty complex picture of her, and my hope is that the people who hate her will see her a little bit differently, and the people who love her will see a little bit differently. There's some remarkable. She gave us really unprecedented access, particularly in her first year.
John, there are people who believe that all important test scores, school test scores, were tampered with during Michelle Rhee's reign, something that D.C. has never adequately investigated. That's a pretty damning accusation, to say the least.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, Vernon. The test that she relied on is called the D.C. CAS. Everyone listening knows about that test. That's really a diagnostic test. I mean, you and I would take that test, and then teachers would look at the results, say, oh, Vernon needs some help in multiplying with fractions. Hillary needs some help in long division. John needs some help in basic subtraction. I mean, it's a diagnostic test. But what Michelle Rhee did was she said, I'm going to use that same test, which has no stakes for kids, I'm going to use that same test to decide which principals get huge $10,000 bonuses and which do not, which teachers get $8,000 bonuses and which do not. And she insisted that each principal guarantee in writing a test score increase and then held them accountable, and she fired 20 principals her first year alone. So she changed the rules. She put all this pressure on this one metric, and then perhaps not at all surprising, after the first year, just after she'd given out all this huge cash awards and boasted about the test score gains, it turned out that there'd been an awful lot of answers erased. And then the question of the film really is, who did the erasing? Did kids do it? Well, on average, a kid would erase maybe one answer, 1.7 answers. But on many of the tests, there were 14, 15 answers erased.
John, we do have to go. In 5 seconds, give us a headline on why people should watch this tonight.
They should watch it because this is a real drama, and Michelle Rhee is a powerhouse in education today, and this is a chance to get to understand what she did or did not accomplish.
All right, Frontline producer and correspondent John Merrow. Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And again, that is The Education of Michelle Rhee, airing tonight on PBS at 10 p.m.